Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Debit cards are great as long as you do the math regularly. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When it comes to debit cards, it's important to stay in check. By that I mean always be sure to record in your check register the amount you just spent from your checking account. The concept is basic, but many people find themselves in a debit dilemma because they forget to do that. Think of debit cards this way: you're paying now, unlike with credit cards where you're paying later. To use your debit card means you have to have money in the bank right now to cover your purchase. In the event your debit card is lost or stolen, the Federal Reserve says your liability is limited to $50 if you notify the financial institution within 2 business days of discovering the loss or theft. However, you could lose as much as $500 if you delay. And if within 60 days after receiving your statement on which the unauthorized charge appears, you don't report it, you risk unlimited loss, meaning you could lose all the money in your account plus anything in your maximum overdraft line of credit. Debit cards can share some of the same features and protections of credit cards. Zero liability. You're generally not liable for unauthorized purchases as long as you notify the lender immediately, as I mentioned earlier. Fraud protection. The law requires financial institutions to replace funds within 10 days of notification, though sometimes sooner, for losses resulting from fraudulent card use. And as for disputes, you may have dispute resolution options if an issue arises from a debit card purchase. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.